The Weight of the Earth, Five Critical Steps to Survive the Trench by Michael Raymer, CEO, Redline Safety, Inc. In the world of technical rescue, we have a saying, dirt has no mercy. 1 cubic yard of soil weighs about 3,000 pounds, roughly the same as a mid-sized sedan. When a trench wall collapses, it doesn't happen like it does in the movies. There's no slow motion warning. It's an instantaneous crushing weight that pins a worker before they can even draw a breath. At Redline Safety, we specialize in trench rescue. We've seen what happens when shortcuts are taken, and we've seen the incredible difference that proper planning makes. If you're breaking ground, you aren't just digging a hole. You're managing a high-hazard environment. Here are the 5 critical steps every foreman and safety director must follow to ensure their team comes home at the end of the shift. 1. Know your soil, the competent person rule. Before anyone steps foot into an excavation, a competent person must classify the soil. OSHA breaks soil down into 3 main categories. Type A, stable rock or stiff clay, the best soil, but still dangerous. Type B, silt, sandy loam, or medium clay. Type C, granular soil, sand, or soupy mud, the most dangerous. Most soil in our region is type B or C. If you treat type C soil like it's type A, you are inviting a cave-in. Our team at Redline teaches your competent person how to use manual and visual tests, like the thumb penetration or plasticity test, to make the right call. 2. Protect the kill zone with the 3 S's. If a trench is 5 feet deep or more, you must use a protective system. If it's less than 5 feet but showing signs of instability, you still need one. You have 3 main options. Sloping, cutting the trench walls back at an angle, shoring, installing aluminum hydraulic or mechanical supports to prevent the soil from moving, shielding, using a trench box to protect workers from the weight of a cave-in. 3. Maintain a clean perimeter. I see this mistake constantly. The excavator dumps the spoil pile, the excavated dirt, right at the edge of the trench. This adds immense pressure to the trench walls, significantly increasing the risk of a collapse. Keep all spoil piles and heavy equipment at least 2 feet back from the edge of the excavation. This 2-foot buffer isn't just a suggestion, it's a life-saving margin of error. 4. Provide a way out. In a trench, seconds count. OSHA requires a means of egress, usually a ladder or ramp, in any trench 4 feet or deeper. Ladders must be located within 25 lateral feet of any worker. The ladder must extend at least 3 feet above the top of the trench so workers can safely transition to the surface. If your guys have to scramble or climb the dirt wall to get out, your site is a fail. 5. Plan for the worst. Have a rescue strategy. A trench collapse is a technical rescue, not a grab a shovel and dig situation. In fact, many people are killed by secondary collapses while trying to dig out a coworker. This is where Redline Safety steps in. We provide the specialized training and standby rescue services required for high-risk excavations. We ensure that if the unthinkable happens, there is a team on site with technical expertise to perform a safe extraction without creating more victims. The bottom line, excavation is one of the most dangerous jobs in construction, but it doesn't have to be deadly. Respect the soil, follow the 3 S's, and never assume a trench is safe enough for a quick 5-minute task. Is your crew prepared for your next big dig? Don't leave it to chance. Contact Redline Safety Incorporated today for trench safety training or to book a standby rescue team for your high-risk projects.
Search Redline Safety Alabama. We're here to keep you safe.
That's Redline.